The past couple days have been among the deadliest in Gaza. Israel's military operation against militants there is in full swing. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the Israeli casualties, but we begin with the perspective from one Palestinian neighborhood in Gaza City. It's called Shejaiya, and it came under heavy Israeli bombardment last night. The BBC's Lise Doucette arrived in the neighborhood this morning as residents and medics began to survey the damage.
Now we're in the rubble of the building that's been shot last night. The medics have rushed in. Half a dozen medics, and they're with their hands. They're searching through the rubble, and the sheets are ready. The stretcher's here, and you can see body parts protruding. You can see the body parts protruding, buried under rocks and rubble, and sand, and bits of torn cloth. This is a morning where the ambulances, the workers are on the run. Now they're pulling the material. You see them pulling the material? Oh my God. And there's a man emerging. The sound of shelling. And the people are running. People are running everywhere you look. Bodies are being dug from the rubble. People are running. And the sound of shelling, bombardment that went on through the night is continuing now in the day. Black clouds of smoke, white smoke as well, rising just beyond where we're standing, the end of this street. Everywhere you look on these streets, people are trying to escape. And now coming down this road, I can see two women, one young and the other with her, an elderly woman with a long black coat, a white scarf, and she's holding as high as she can a piece of cloth, a white piece of cloth, a flag of surrender, as if that's going to protect her. But she walks with dignity down this street. This is the main hospital in Gaza, and it's absolutely packed. And I've come in with Dr. Hassan Halaf.
Intensive care.
Thank you. What's happening here now on this cot? Oh, there's a little girl.
Four years old girl, one of seven people of the same family injured.
Oh, and what? Her leg is bandaged, or her hand is bandaged. And there's blood.
One member killed also of the family, and seven injured. And this is one of them.
Oh, Asifa, little girl, just terrified. It's absolutely packed in here. The medics in their green clothes, blue clothes, and every bed is taken. Many of them are children.
Our BBC colleague Lise Doucette in Shejaiya, Gaza City. Residents across Gaza are desperate to find safety. Earlier today, we reached out to Azmi Kashawi. He lives on the 15th floor of one of the few tall residential buildings in Gaza City. Azmi says he and his neighbors have all stashed some items near their doors.
Each one of us had got backpack already with his memories, with passports, with the important stuff. So just in case of emergencies, you know, just grab it and run.
You had a bag with your valuables and things like that, so you could yeah, take
exactly.
It and run.
And you just put it next to the door. During the night, probably three or four or five times, we run out of the house, you know, when feel things are so close, you know.
What people here, I think, don't understand is why don't you and your family go away? Why are you staying in your home?
Well, they haven't seen a single place which can be safe. The chance when I leave from my home, where I know the residents in the place, you know, and go to other place which I don't know, that the Israelis are targeting, because the Israelis are targeting everywhere. Going north, they're hitting. Going south, they're hitting. Going east, they're hitting. So you might as well stay in one place and not move. And I'll give you an example. Just 15 minutes ago, 9 people were killed in area called Sabra area. And those people had fled Zaytoun area like 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago, running from the shelling to their grandfather, who they thought this is in the center of Gaza. It's in within the area where the Israelis say go and stay, you know. But they shelled their house, killing 80 children and their mother. So where is safe?
Azmi Keshawi is in Gaza City. He spoke to us from his apartment on the 15th floor of one of the residential buildings there. Azmi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.